Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, In 0-1, Notes on Startups, or How to Build the Future, Peter Thiel, co-founder of PayPal and Palantir and one of Silicon Valley's most successful and controversial investors, offers a compelling look at how to innovate and create successful startups. Co-written with Blake Masters, based on lecture notes from Thiel's Stanford course on startups, this book challenges conventional wisdom and encourages entrepreneurs to carve out new innovations that go from 0-1, from non-existence to unique creation. Unlike the typical formulaic approach to business, Thiel advocates for the pursuit of bold, uncharted futures, arguing that the key to a successful startup is to build something entirely new that focuses on monopoly and uniqueness rather than competition and conformity. Thiel's insights invite readers to think critically about the nature of innovation, the importance of visionary thinking, and the strategies necessary for groundbreaking success in the business world. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the importance of monopoly. Peter Thiel puts forth a counterintuitive argument that monopolies, not companies locked in fierce competition, are beneficial for society, as they are able to focus on innovation rather than price wars. Thiel asserts that a true monopoly, a company that is so good at what it does that no other firm can offer a close substitute, represents the pinnacle of business success. These firms can afford to think long-term, invest in research and development, and pay their employees well, which fuels more innovation and economic progress. He contrasts this with the destructive nature of competition, which often leads to a race to the bottom in terms of prices and profits, leaving little margin for true innovation or for the well-being of employees and society at large. Thiel's stance challenges the traditional view that competition is the driving force of progress and questions the sustainability of businesses that operate in highly competitive markets. Secondly, the power of secrets. Thiel emphasizes the importance of discovering and leveraging secrets, undiscovered truths about how the world works, as the foundation for creating a successful startup. He argues that great businesses can be built on the basis of secrets that have been overlooked by everyone else. This involves looking at the world differently, recognizing value where others see nothing, and daring to pursue these insights despite skepticism or disbelief. Thiel advises entrepreneurs to seek out these secrets by questioning prevailing assumptions and exploring areas that others ignore. The pursuit of secrets is not just about finding niches, it's about uncovering truths that can lead to creating something genuinely new and valuable. This approach requires a blend of curiosity, critical thinking, and the courage to trust one's convictions and pursue bold visions that others might dismiss as impractical or impossible. Thirdly, the role of technology in going from 0-1 for Thiel. Technology plays a central role in the process of going from 0-1. He differentiates between incremental improvements, going from 1 to N, and groundbreaking innovations that define new categories, going from 0-1. Thiel underscores the importance of focusing on technological innovations that can create quantum leaps in progress, rather than settling for mere improvements. This involves investing in breakthrough technologies that can redefine markets and create entirely new ones, rather than iterating on existing products or services. Thiel's perspective on technology is not just about digital or information tech, but extends to any innovative solutions that can dramatically change how we live, work, and interact. By prioritizing technological innovation, startups can avoid the crowded and competitive red oceans of existing markets and sail into the blue oceans of unexplored territory. Fourthly, the importance of founding teams. Thiel delves into the critical role that founding teams play in the success of startups. He suggests that the composition of the team is often more important than the initial idea itself. A cohesive and complementary founding team can navigate the early challenges of a startup, pivot when necessary, and execute on its vision. Thiel emphasizes compatibility, commitment, and a shared vision among the founders as indispensable elements for success. He advises against the common practice of solo founding, arguing that the right co-founder ease can provide a blend of skills, perspectives, and support that a single founder cannot. Furthermore, Thiel discusses the importance of a unique company culture that emerges from a strong founding team, which can become a competitive advantage in attracting talent and building a loyal customer base. Lastly, start small and scale up. Thiel champions the idea of starting small, dominating a niche market, and then scaling up to adjacent markets in a strategic manner. He argues that trying to capture a large market from the outset is a common mistake for startups, which can lead to dilution of efforts and resources. Instead, focusing on a small, clearly defined market allows a startup to create a strong foothold, perfect its product or service, and build a loyal customer base. Once dominance in the niche is achieved, the startup can leverage its strengths and insights to expand into larger markets. This approach not only mitigates initial risks, but also allows for iterative learning and adaptation. Thiel's strategy reflects a disciplined path to growth that contrasts with the grow-at-all-costs mentality that can lead to premature scaling and failure. In conclusion, Peter Thiel's 0-1 is a must-read for aspiring entrepreneurs, innovators, and anyone interested in the dynamics of startup culture and technology. Thiel's contrarian viewpoints challenge the reader to think differently about competition, innovation, and business strategy. By advocating for a shift from the crowded paths of competition to the creation of unique monopolistic businesses, Thiel provides a blueprint for building companies that can change the future. The book is rich with insights on how to discover untapped potential, the significance of technology in creating new paradigms, the criticality of cohesive founding teams, and the strategic approach to scaling a business. Anyone looking to leave a mark on the world by bringing something entirely new into existence will find 0-1 an invaluable guide. Thiel's lessons teach us that the act of creation is the highest ambition and the most rewarding challenge, making this work an inspiring call to action for the next generation of entrepreneurs. If you would like to support Peter Thiel, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.